More from Tim about life at Peterson House later. Now for our next batch of news items, including some about dedicated individuals raising money for charity by walking, climbing and swimming, Lotus Cars on the up, and success for a local businesswoman. Norwich City legend Grant Holt battled rain and blisters to complete his 46-mile charity walk from Ipswich to Norwich. The former Canary striker embarked on his trek to raise funds and awareness for East Anglia's children hospices. "It was the hardest thing I've done for a long time, but I'm absolutely delighted we did it," said Mr. Holt. "One minute your foot was sore, then your back, then your knee, then your feet. We just had to keep going." He finished at the Nook, Each's base in Framingham Earle, and was welcomed by staff from both the charity and the ARC Group recruitment agency, for whom he is an ambassador. His walk started in pouring rain from the company's Ipswich office at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, August the 8th. He then trekked through the night before arriving at the Nook shortly before 2 p.m. the following day. The 42-year-old was joined by brothers and ARC colleagues Adam and Darren Miller, who were raising money for Norfolk charity The Big C. Mr. Holt said, "We all had times when we were struggling, so it was important to stick together and help each other along."
It's been a record-breaking 6 months for Norfolk-based car manufacturer Lotus, as the company revealed it produced a record number of new sports vehicles. Lotus produced 2,200 vehicles at its Hethel site, representing a 381% increase on last year. The bulk of the vehicles built were the Emira sports car, the first new car launched by Lotus since Chinese-owned Geely snapped up a 51% stake in the business in 2017. The company also grew its order book to 17,000 vehicles worldwide for the Eletre, Lotus's first electric lifestyle hyper SUV. Customer deliveries for Lotus's electric SUV began in China at the end of March, and the car maker expects to deliver to UK and European customers later this summer. The growth comes just months after the company announced it would cut 200 jobs as part of a workforce restructure.
A city man who lost his leg after a car crash is preparing for the challenge of a lifetime as he plans to scale the 5,895-metre summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Kevin Francis, a tax senior at Larkin Gowan's Norwich office, had his right leg amputated in 2005, but has been determined not to let this hold him back. Since losing his leg, the 43-year-old has taken on swimming, canoeing, paddleboarding, skiing, and hiking over a glacier. Then he got interested in long-distance walks. Kevin is flying out on September the 14th for the 7-day hike, which will include a 14-hour hike on summit day to see the sunrise. Kevin has already raised almost £4,000 for Parkinson's UK.
A university student who swam the English Channel in memory of her grandfather has been praised after achieving something truly incredible. Evie Anima, 23, a member of the Cambridge University swimming team and former Norwich Swan Swimming Club competitor, completed the grueling channel crossing to raise money for a Lowestoft charity that supported her grandfather Derek, who died in 2018. With the 30-mile challenge in his memory, money has been raised for Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft, which supported Derek as he had Alzheimer's disease. The charity uses a 13-acre farm in North Lowestoft to provide therapeutic support and care for people living with mental ill health, learning difficulties or dementia.
A single mum from Norfolk said she's gone from surviving on benefits to running 2 six-figure businesses in the space of 18 months. 2 years ago, businesswoman and mum of two, Gemma Spalding Tunnicliffe, said she was at the lowest point of her life, struggling with her child tax credit, housing benefit and income support, which totaled around £1,100 a month. Faced with the prospect of being moved into a mould-infested flat by the council, she said she made the decision to turn her life around and launch the business she'd always dreamed of. She took out a small start-up loan and began the Spalding School of Sciences in August 2018, tutoring in maths, physics and chemistry. Within a few months, she said the bookings were rolling in. And as if one wasn't enough, last year Miss Spalding Tunnicliffe launched her second business, Piglet and Chestnut, which sells eco-friendly gifts and craft kits. She said, "I still have to pinch myself every morning. People like to call it luck, but really, it's about hard work, determination and putting in the hours."
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Lynette and Robin will follow on with part two, with more news, part two of our special feature and information desk. So Paul and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.